Lesson 106, Writing Free Verse Poems 4. At the heart of every good poem is language. You can use simple, ordinary language in inventive ways. When the right words combine, they frequently make meanings beyond the words themselves. When you sit down to write a poem, you have the power of words at your fingertips. If you work at a poem, you can share your feelings with your readers. You can share how you see the world. And if you write well, your readers will be touched by your gift. A free verse poem is a poem that is free of set rhythm and rhyme. List poems are a great place to start when you want to write free verse poems. Things that go away and come back again. Thoughts, trains, boats, people, dreams, lightning, the sun, the moon, the stars, bad weather, the seasons, good luck, health, joy. List poems do not all have one word lines. Below is another example of a list poem. How to get out of homework. I'm feeling sick. Look at what the dog's doing. 5 more minutes. That's a beautiful necklace. Oh, just a little longer. I'm feeling sleepy. Was that the phone? After dinner, a cat's outside. I'm hungry. I don't feel like it. As you've seen, writing a good list poem is more difficult than merely writing a list. You start by making a list of anything you can think of that's related to your subject. If you're writing about a few of your favorite things, brainstorm a list of your favorite things. Don't censor yourself. Don't listen to the voice in your head that might be telling you, this poem will never work. Write down whatever comes to mind. Take your time with your list. You might think you are finished, but if you let the list rest for a few days, you will definitely come up with other items to add to it. When you have a good long list, read it over carefully. Think about the order in which you want to list your favorite things. Read your draft out loud. How does it sound? Have you placed words together that start with the same consonant? Perhaps some words have the same vowel sounds. What sort of rhythms does your poem have? Short lines will give it a more hurried feel than long lines. Try to find the best word for what you want to say. Remember, don't settle for a good word when a little work and thought will give you the right word. Now write your own list poem on 1, 3, or 4 or all of these subjects. Siblings, my grandmother's house, lucky things, what to do if, things I like about my friends, my mistakes, when I'm alone, I...